know this is not the voice and face you're used to hearing and seeing, but unfortunately, due to a scheduling conflict, Dave will not be able to join us as host tonight. But he asked me, Austin, to step in, and I proudly picked up the torch to bear. I thought it was an honor. He also said that his options were very limited. So that is fair. But without further ado, joining us tonight is Dave, creator of the Disc Golf Divers Guild.
Hi, first time caller, long time listener.
Well, what's it like to be in the other seat?
Well, I'm pretty much in the same seat that I normally am. You're just kind of the one asking me some questions.
Ooh. So, first and foremost, the number one question you always ask, but with a twist. Why do you play disc golf?
I play disc golf because of you. You were the one, I believe, that actually introduced me into disc golf. I remember it was like before the pandemic and after high school, you took me around at Valley View.
Yes, which is ironic because me getting you into disc golf also got me back into disc golf after a pretty long hiatus.
Yes.
So
it's a
give and take.
Yes, a symbiosis?
Symbiotic relationship?
Yeah, that thing. Fantastic. Okay, let's back up a sec.
Okay.
Who is Austin and why is he here?
Oh, hi. My name is Austin Horner. I'm a longtime friend of Dave. We met on a bike trail, you could say. Our houses were pretty close, separated by a bike trail. But yeah, so got along very early on. And then Dave got me back into disc golf, which got him and his busy body, just idle hands, cannot handle it. So he got into disc dyeing, and his natural artistic ability kind of went from there. And his need to just know and crush a craft and phenomenal work ethic got us to where we are here today with you joining in.
Fantastic. Yeah, so I met Austin maybe like middle school.
Yeah,
middle school. So we've known each other for a really long time, and he is also kind of the man behind the scenes for some of these things. Like I said, he introduced me to disc golf, but he has also been helping out with the ideas behind some of these things. Kind of the brains-ish, give or take, whatever.
When I choose to use them.
Yes. So I think the title that I gave you was Chief Ideation Officer?
Or
Chief Idea Officer?
Something like that.
Yeah.
that's kind of how the symbiosis works. I got big ideas. Not very good at implementing them, so pass them along to this guy.
Yes, that's why we work so well together.
Yes.
And somehow we're still friends.
Yeah. Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Shit.
What better place?
Yeah, we're done. Oh, well, that's going to cut this short. Well,
it's going to be really easy to edit.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's go to the standard sheet here.
Sure. Mr. Host.
Well, unique story. We kind of started on that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start from the beginning. So what was the very first thing that you dyed, or the very first few kind of things that you tried?
So it was after you got me into disc golf. Well, after the COVID stuff happened and we started playing disc golf. So you had a job that you had off every Friday. So Fridays we would go play disc golf. And I don't know where I was going with that specifically, but I think you also found a disc from Tommy Two Towels.
That's right. Which was really unfortunate. That was before I had really good etiquette. So that kind of just got put in my bag and used. Most of my discs at that time were ones I found in the woods. Most of them didn't have names on it, but this one did. Tommy Two Towels. Eventually reached out to him and made a reconciliation there. So.
But you never returned it.
It never did get returned, but he was okay with the situation. Okay. So.
And anyways, that name, Tommy Two Towels, made me think, okay, I need to have a disc, golf name. So, Dave, the Disc Destroyer.
Yes, that's right.
So then I was like, okay, I got to go all in. I made myself a logo. And honestly, I don't even remember how I found out that you could dye discs.
Yeah, like, that's weird. So what? It's not really surprising, though. You kind of I'm sure in your algorithm, it's really creative stuff like that. So just something popped in.
Yeah. But I was like, okay, I'm going to dye all my discs with my logo. Then I know they're my discs.
I remember the real basic stamp. Mm-hmm. They did this to Destroyer, and then there's about three Ds kind of intertwined on one of the bottom.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. That's a good start.
Yeah.
My handle is a lot less cool, but it's been the same for a while. It's just Astinius is my gamer handle. I guess it's my disc mantle. It is on my bag. That's the guy out there. Mm-hmm. Take that different persona. Maybe get lucky. Cool. Austin sucks at disc golf.
Cool story, bro. Oh,
so cool, dude.
But yeah, that's that. I forgot what the actual question was. But
That was kind of the origin, like your first kind of leg into the dying scene.
Yeah, so it was that, and it was a little bit after when the lockdown started, I think. But started with that. And the first plastic that I dyed was DX plastic. I was like, why the frick isn't it dyeing or taking dye? And yeah, I was a complete noob. I think I bought like the Walmart starter set from Innova, whatever. Yeah.
I remember at that time too. I'd be getting a lot of information. It's like, oh, look at these cool charts. There's like plastic chart, like all the dyeing, which ones take best dyes and things like that. Like, I've pretty much been here and learning. The only things I've learned is just like whatever spills over or what I've been taught essentially from you. You've definitely paved the way.
Yes.
I think hopefully for a lot of other people too.
So you are good because you don't know nothing, and it helps me to teach people that know nothing.
That's fair. But also sometimes when we die and I know nothing, which also allows me to be a little bit more creative with problem solving because I don't bring anything into it. So sometimes we get a unique look at some, you know, methods we can try and things like that.
Yes, it's a fresh perspective. And I'm going to go like, what the fuck? Why would we do that? No, we can do it like this. Be like, no, I want to do this. And I do it this. And I'm like, God damn it, that's a good idea.
Sometimes it works out.
Yeah.
It started from there. And then I think it started to evolve more into your LLC idea. You kind of your solo enterprise, trying to get people to commission discs and things like that. I think that's also when we saw a little bit of uptick in your abilities.
Yeah.
What was your very first commissioned disc?
Oh, geez. I've honestly only done a handful of commissioned discs. It has not been a lot. The first one that I did, I mean, can I count you?
I don't think you saw a lot of commission.
Just dyed a lot of discs that you lost.
Oh, man. It's very sad. There's the amount of beautiful, beautiful plastic that I've lost.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
Either lost or forgotten.
Okay. To be more specific, neglected to pick up usually happens after a really good throw from said disc or through too many while trying to practice.
Yes.
There's been a lot of attrition, and I've learned a lot, though, at least. It hasn't happened in quite some time. I think the last few discs I've lost have actually been lost.
Yeah.
That's great. Making strides. Good job.
Yeah. But for commission stuff, not counting you, I think it was a wedding present disc that I did that was like Star Wars themed.
Okay, yeah. That was those two, was it the two discs?
I think
blue and red.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cookie Monster had been after that, right? Wasn't that commission or was that just a...
It wasn't commission, but I did sell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I think I've only done like five commission discs. Maybe four. I know I did that... that anime Goku?
His name is Goku.
Okay, I also want to say Grogu. Not that. That's Star Wars.
Not Grogu. Yeah, it was Goku winding up a Kamehameha, and it was a phenomenal disc.
Yes.
I think that's pretty much been your latest and greatest outside of the awesome Spaceman.
Yeah, I haven't been dying a whole lot of discs because I've been busy with other things.
I can only imagine. You operate all the things that are happening through the Disc Golf Dyers Guild, the monthly giveaways, drawing, Guild Mate Gauntlet, the roundtable reviews.
Okay, where's the list?
It's long.
Yeah, sometimes I think I do too much.
Might, well. And then sometimes it's like, hey, Dave, you want to play around? It's like, oh, actually, sorry, I'm filming my 40th podcast since August.
This is actually going to be the 35th.
Close.
Yes.
Okay. It's been a lot. It's been a lot of work put in.
Yeah. Was it 33 podcast episodes weekly since August?
Okay. Well, whatever. That can bring me to my another question. Before you got into disc golf dying, how much of like a media presence did you ever have as far as, did you ever try to sell anything that way before? As like going through the social media, like YouTube, Instagram, and all things like that? No. Or was that like a learning process that came through with the, everything we have, you know, you're seeing here now, was been built up through disc golf dying?
Yeah, everything's kind of been built up through that. So the Dyer's Guild is honestly an experiment to see, you know, using, so a little bit of background story. I'm a jack of all, master of none. But I have a background in creative stuff. So I'm a graphic designer, photographer, videographer, web developer, part IT, I don't know, a bunch of different shit. So
long list.
Yes.
Audio.
Yes. I did go to college to become a recording engineer. So yes, all that, combining all that stuff into the Dyer's Guild to see, where I could take it and, experiment with. So yeah, just trying to be a one-man band and do this bootstrap. And basically, I am flying the plane as I build it. Things may not be perfect, but they'll be there. And that's another thing that I'm trying to learn is I feel like that I'm a perfectionist and I think of all the ways that I should be doing it and I want to do it right. But if you never do it, then what's the point?
Oh, right. If you never take that first step.
Yeah.
That's the... Some of us have that problem.
So you just need to do it.
Well, that'd be a lesson.
Yes.
If you see something, just you gotta try to fail, and then you gotta fail to succeed.
Yes. I mean, really succeeding is a whole lot of failure, and the sooner you can get that failure out of the way, you'll...
Well, I mean, outside looking in, I've definitely seen the journey, and you know, the next iteration is usually always better than the last.
Yeah.
So... You've been progressing very well, and here we are now in a podcast.
Well, yes.
I mean, you've been here for quite some time. 34.
Yeah. 35. This is 35. Get it straight.
Yes. 34 now.
Yes. But if they're listening to it now, it's 35. Anyways.
More experienced.
Yes.
It's very good.
But lesson learned, just do it. If you don't think you can do it, you can do it. Take me as an example. Like, I'm an introvert by nature, which if you listen to the podcast, you heard me say a bunch. And I used to be terrible in front of the camera, like really bad. And I still don't think I'm good, but it just takes practice.
Oh, man. You have definitely come out of your shell as far as since the first time we have met back in middle school. It took a long time to kind of tear down your walls a little bit.
It did. And like anything, it's just practice.
Yes.
So.
By being made uncomfortable.
Exactly. And the Dyer's Guild is another thing. It's just getting out of my comfort zone to do this, to interact with people.
Yeah, there's a lot to that, man. It is a thing that's getting lost day to day. I mean, just daily interactions.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've gone on your journey here. Maybe we should get back into the dying questions.
You're the host.
Yes.
And this is your first time being a host, so congratulations.
Hey, go easy. That's my first time.
You suck.
The 3D printer.
Yes.
How has that been a blessing, not only in the disc golf world, but in everything else you do?
So, me getting obsessed with a hobby, want to learn everything about it, I was like, I really want to get into 3D printing. So I researched it, looked at everything. About it, you know, obsessed about everything. And I saw they had a sale for, if people that know 3D printing, it's like an Ender 3 clone knockoff. It's a Voxel Lab Aquila. But I got it for $160. Plus, I made a few upgrades, so still under $200. But that thing has paid for itself, I don't know, a bajillionfold.
I think you might be referring to the Dave's Spin Die Jig Rig.
Yes, if you don't have one, go to the Dyer's Guild website to order yours now. But how that came about is I didn't even intend to sell that thing. I wanted something that I could print and just share with others in general, like the STL file, that doesn't use a whole lot of filament. Because there's other jigs out there that use a shit ton of filament. It's like, you don't need to use that much filament. So came up with a few iterations, designed a few things, and was like, hey, post it for sale, see if anybody bites. A lot of people bit.
You found a niche, and you filled it. I do remember very early on when I had you print me like a D&D miniature for fun.
Yeah.
I think you expressed like, ooh, this might have been a waste of money. And then, you know, however many sales later, it's like, okay. And it's just still up and kicking.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I have not done any, besides like a clogged hot end with that, I haven't done anything. Nothing's broke on it.
As far as that's repairs or maintenance. And
maybe just tighten a belt, but.
Nice.
It's got like 55 days of print time on it.
55 days, like of life?
Mm-hmm. Of actual printing.
Huh.
Maybe 60 now. Maybe more than that because I was printing a lot of that pegboard stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that too, and even just looking across the room, you see all of his disc hanging up from the wall hangers that he also 3D printed.
Yes. Thanks for the promo. So we do have T-style wall hangers if you want to go buy them. This is just a huge promo.
It's my first time hosting. It's like, oh, shameless plug. Shameless plug.
Yes. I also dye discs, but I don't have time to do that.
Well, the latest installment of things to come from the Disc Golf Dyers Guild, Dave's hard work personally, is he's also crafted. This is the prototype of, I don't know if it has a special name, but Disc Golf Dyers Guild chalk bags.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to use this tomorrow. I play leagues.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's been another side quest. But another selfish reason, I wanted to make those because I lost my chalk bag and I didn't want to buy one. I was like, maybe I can make them.
And a profit.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah. So those will be for sale very, very soon. Even maybe, not when you listen to this.
Nope. Too much work.
Yeah. Soon.
Stay tuned. They will be coming.
Yes. And obviously, when you buy them, you are supporting the Dyers Guild and funding money for that because,
Well, because beer is not free.
Yes. Popular to contrary belief, if that's how I said that right, not making millions of dollars here is more of a passion project.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I mean, everyone loves disc golf, but I mean, for anyone that plays disc golf, I think everyone's got a little bit of a passion for it. You don't see someone out there just having the worst time of his life going back out there again and again.
It kind of feels like it. It kind of feels like that sometimes. Like when it's raining and windy, he's like, God, why am I doing this?
Yes. Personally, my four tournaments I played in April have all been garbage and played in terrible, terrible weather.
Yeah. Well, you know, it makes you appreciate the nice days.
Yes, like today. Today's beautiful. Get to know you on a personal level beyond just disc dying, Dave.
All right.
What is your favorite band or song?
My favorite band would be System of a Down. Favorite song from them? That's a very good question. Chop Suey or Aerials?
It's toss up. I mean, that's fair. It's like picking one song from each kind of vein or mood you're in.
Yeah. But I like all music, really. Just anything besides country and rap. Well, that's not judgmental.
No. It's just, there are always, that's obviously, I feel the same about country, but as far as genres, there's always like that one that'll get you.
Yeah.
You can always pinpoint something from that. That's like, oh, nope, you're on. Here's why. That's probably a good one.
Yeah, I mean, point taken. There is some good country, like older country. Rap? I don't know.
What about if we made that rap track?
Yes.
With the throat chanting and the backbeat.
Well, that's cool.
Right.
There's no cool rap besides that.
There we go. We got to make it. Who's your favorite rapper?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. How about food?
So, You know this one. It still had... Very funny. I actually had it for dinner tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And for those of you at home who do not know, I think let's have Dave share with you what he ate for dinner tonight.
So, okay. Chick can and rice. So, chicken from a can, and typically it was minute rice, but I'm classier and I use jasmine rice.
Ooh, that's an upgrade.
Yeah, so chick can and rice with butter and salt.
Nice.
And that it had a big old tub of that, and it's like, boy, that's my comfort food.
Hey, man, whatever makes you smile.
Yes, and, you know, feel bad afterwards. But boy, it was tasty.
It's probably that canned chicken. It's probably that sodium in there.
Plus, yeah, the can of salt that I had to it. But yeah, that was like my go-to poor meal.
Staple.
Yeah. I remember when we were in Waterford and we went to your local Star, like late in the morning, and we had...
So, yeah, 2 a.m. It's pretty late.
And we had... whatever that was, sandwich for like pennies.
Oh, yeah. That's back when I was working at a grocery store, so I knew how to operate a grocery store like on a budget for lunch. It's like, I need a cheap lunch. So we grabbed some mayonnaise packets, a dollar loaf of French bread, and some tuna fish, and made tuna fish sandwiches in
your local Star
at 2 a.m.
There wasn't a whole lot to do at night in our town. Your local Star.
I was open for business.
And I also think we bought a bouncy ball and threw it at the wall.
Yes. Good times.
Yes, boy. All right.
And that was the best thing to do. Everyone was like, well, I don't know. Why don't you try talking to a woman?
You're in high school.
Not a good argument, Dave.
Hey. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point taken.
You know what? Let's skip beverage.
Okay.
No, you know what? Do you happen to turn around? What's your favorite beverage?
Well, it depends.
Okay, how about we do alcoholic and non-alcoholic?
Okay, well, alcoholic beverages, I have two.
Man, I already gave you two. Well, I already split the category.
Exactly. Well, I'm the goddamn owner.
Oh, he's pulling rank. Host. Sure, you could host.
Right. So that would be whiskey and Diet Coke.
Good choice. Classic.
I threw mine out already. Well, this is Coke Zero. Ooh. I think I like Diet Coke better.
Ooh. Is there less aspartame?
I don't know. Then White Claw, the basic bitch drink.
No, I used to rip on people for drinking White Claws, and then I turned 30, and it's hard to lose weight. It's like, you know what? White Claws are not so bad.
It's, it can actually be refreshing drink in a hot summer day sometimes.
Yes.
Like, disc golfing in a hot summer day, nice.
The White Claw.
White Claw.
The same with, like, summer shandies and, like, the lighter beers. Like, normally, never would gravitate to it. Hot summer day, sure. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Last one in the category. We're sticking to the script here. We're just jumping in.
Right.
Other hobbies.
So, how much time do you got?
That is fair.
Okay, I'll do a notable one. Again, I do multiple things, but I'm also a musician. And I played in a band.
Oh.
Well, like, you didn't know that?
I got to play. Got to play, like, pretend here.
So, the one band that I was in was called Jake Jedusa and the Dead Man. And we entered this Battle of the Band contest, not really thinking that it was a Battle of the Band contest, at this small bar in downtown Milwaukee, I think called Up and Under at the time. And we didn't realize that you needed votes to get to the next round. So the first time we get there, we learn about this. We didn't bring anybody. We're like, shit. But somehow we won. I'm like, all right, cool. Then we did another round after that. Then I think we had a final round. And for the final round, we wanted to make sure that we were going to win, because the winner got to play at the Harley stage at Summerfest. And if people don't know what Summerfest in Milwaukee is, I think it was the world's largest music festival at one point in time.
Is it not anymore? It's something to overtake it?
Probably. I don't know.
Let's just call it anyway.
Yeah. So for the last round, we brought in a school bus full of people. That place was packed. It was probably the best, most fun show that I've ever played. It was...
Oh, that's great. Well, you packed the house with your folks.
Literally,
that's gotta be just amazing energy.
It was shoulder to shoulder in the small bar. It was crazy. It was probably a fire hazard.
You got to win.
Yeah. So we won, and we got to play the Harley stage, which was cool to play on an actual stage.
Actual stage at Summerfest, no less. That's a pretty big get around here.
Yeah.
You can say that to anyone. Probably get a free drink.
Probably not. But that's when I peaked. That was one hobby. What?
You haven't peaked yet?
Well, for music.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. But I do remember playing in a band. I was underage. I think it was like 16 at the time, and I played a bar after the show. The bartender's like, "You want some shots?"
Sure.
Whatever. I think I said Joe is my dad or something, because in Wisconsin you can feed your children alcoholic beverages.
You can. And my family employed this law to good effect.
Yeah. We're not alcoholics. But, yeah. Other hobbies. I mean, I'm trying to think. I do gardening.
I got a lot of cucumbers and tomatoes from said garden.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I do woodworking. I remodeled the kitchen, so I created new drawers and door faces for my kitchen. I rattled a bunch of stuff off before, but I do photography, I do videography, I do graphic design, I do web development, I do 3D printing, I do FPV drones, which is really fun, and I want to chase some more discs this summer.
I think there are going to be a lot of video like projects on our docket.
Yes.
In the coming months.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, we need to start filming some of those.
Yes.
Yes.
We got good ideas.
Yes. You have good ideas that we need to film.
We need to put them to paper.
Yes, we just need to do it.
We need to get that Adobe Acrobat storyboard AI.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. It's probably a lot of money, but...
Well, you know, I have the Adobe stuff through work. I think you have to sign up for it to get the...
Also, a fun fact about Dave's work... Dave's work is very concerned about his health and mental well-being. They allot to each employee, they allot a certain amount of money to hobbies that support physical health, i.e. disc golf. Yes.
Yeah, so I get $500 to spend on wellness stuff, and discs are considered wellness, so... There's that.
And how.
Supporting my healthy, unhealthy habit.
Every time Dave's like feels a little down, you can go to play it again. You can browse online. Maybe get some new shoes.
Yeah, you know.
Have you looked into any disc dying shoes specifically?
Disc dying shoes?
Sorry.
Disc golf shoes.
Disc golf shoes. Ooh, I'm on the disc dying stage.
Yes. Well, I have... I forgot what they're called. But I have those one... shoes for something. That's very descriptive.
Those some shoes for something. Yes.
Terra Tech? I don't know.
That sounds familiar. The Terra X, I think, from many lists I've seen for good disc golf shoes, that's on the list.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I already have a pair, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've currently got a pair of Merrells. They're really good, but they're just hiking boots, and I'm kind of torn between the hiking boot and going to like the standard like Vans skater shoe flat top. Mm. I'm thinking for elevation and hiking, yeah, maybe like ball golf course. go with like the nice flat top, or depending on the weather, but it's very interesting that way.
I recently bought a pair of tennis shoes, like hiking shoes that are like lightweight that have the mesh or whatever from Walmart. They're like the Walmart brand, and they're like $26. I'm like, these are really comfortable.
Just $26?
Yes, just $26.
Oh, my goodness. And where can you get that?
Your local star.
My goodness. They need more.
We talked
about... Free plugged. Why are we plugging Walmart?
We talked about Walmart too much.
God, we live in a small town. You know, this one, I don't know if you've done this on your show or not, but we could do the gauntlet. If you want to call someone out.
I'm going to call out you.
Ooh, backfire. Uno reverse card. The wrong question. So you think we should go mano a mano, head to head.
Well, you know,
you also have to do my stencil.
I mean, I taught you everything that you know, so yes. If you lose, it's, you know, I lose too.
This is a really losing scenario for you, Dave.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of discs to die.
We do. Well, that might be a fun thing to pass along. If you and me are going head to head, we could maybe make a vote. Vote to the community for what exactly we would have to do.
We could do that.
Nice.
And maybe have the community vote.
Yeah.
And if you win, I'm like, damn it.
Ah. Oh. That might the community's turn on you.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, that guy who hosted once, kind of okay. Does die mean this, though?
Yeah. You know, technically, wait, I was going to say, technically you've been dying as long as I have, ish.
That would not hold up in court.
Mm, okay.
But you can make the argument.
Yeah.
Oh, we also have to look into that ace stamp.
Yeah.
Dave is a proud owner of a single ace.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. How long have you been playing disc golf, Dave?
Well, you know, I think actively since COVID, and maybe the one or few times when you took me out in 2017-ish, something like that.
So on the outside, 7 years? No, six.
Four or five. We'll say that to make you feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing about 13 to 14 years, and I still have not gotten my ace. Dave has beaten me once in disc golf. It was at night. It was cheating. He knows I have night blindness. I get to have my mother's weak genes.
I honestly didn't know you had that.
Well,
but when I was
I turned 30, it has been showing up.
When I was playing the night round with you and I was like beating him, like, huh, either I'm really good or, yeah.
Well, I think a symptom of night blindness is having a tough time judging distances.
Fair point.
Yeah, so glow rounds are not my favorite.
Yeah.
That's still, they're actually fun. Just don't play near as well.
Yes. But yeah, we'll have maybe the community say what we need to die and judge who's the dyer. That we could use, depending on what this for raffle.
Yeah, no, that sounds fun.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Yes.
Depending on what ends up being the, you know, criteria
mm-hmm.
for the contest.
Yeah. But I did ask a group of other dyers what questions they would like to be asked for me to answer. And we will commence with those questions.
Let the questions commence. All right. First one comes from Sun Chaser Disguise.
Yep.
Where do you keep Evil Dave store at night?
Stored. Sorry, I can't spell.
Well, I can only work with what I have.
Well, he is deep and receded in my soul that comes out unwillingly at certain times when he is stimulated.
Ooh, Evil Dave likes to get stimulated.
Yeah. We'll keep him there. I don't know if you guys will ever see Evil Dave, but maybe.
Let's hope not.
Yes.
Unless he loses the gauntlet that's been thrown down.
Yeah.
And back in my face.
It's not really evil. It's just more kind of douchey.
Well, I mean, douche is like a synonym of evil.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Next question's here from Protagonist Dies. Why is Lander your favorite?
Well, because he's the best.
Huh. Well, there you go. Not much more to say.
Yes.
All right. Follow-up question for Protagonist. What is your vision for Dyer's Guild, and what do you think it will look like 1 year from now, 3 years from now?
My vision for the Dyer's Guild, like I said, this was an experiment for multiple things, and I didn't think it was even going to get as far as it did. Like, this podcast thing blew up, and it blowing up more than I thought it ever would. But where I see the Dyer's Guild going is, the Dyer's Guild isn't about me. It's not about you. It's about everybody and all the dyers to further the knowledge of disc dyeing, get beginners into disc dyeing that normally won't get into disc dyeing, and make it easy for them to get into disc dyeing for finding information. Because I remember when I was looking stuff for Disdying, I had to scour the interwebs, YouTube, Reddit, Facebook, and consolidate all this information and make more mistakes than you necessarily have to, which, I mean, mistakes are good because you learn from them, but I want to introduce a lot of people to Disdying, and everybody, I believe, needs a creative outlet, just, you know, to do something. So if you like disc golf, you know, why not dye one of your discs to make it stand out from everybody? So, I want the Dyers Guild to be a community of other dyers, to help support other dyers, be a positive influence and vibe on other dyers. So that's kind of what I want the Dyers Guild to be. Where it's going to be in years after, I really don't know. Like I said, it's a giant experiment, and wherever the sea takes it, the boat will travel. Is that a good one?
I think you just invented a quote, Dave.
Yeah, there you go.
Have it.
But yeah, I like to consolidate a bunch of existing content, quality stuff that's vetted. I would like to create courses and other dyers to create courses as well, and basically be your one-stop shop for all disc dyeing things. That's that.
That's the goal.
Yeah. What do you think the Dyers Guild goal is and should be?
Well, I just like the idea of sharing information, resources, tools. If you have, you know, when you give everyone like an even playing field for here's what you want to do, here's how you achieve it. And then, I mean, you know, the skill will naturally rise. The people who want to put the time in, people who are naturally talented, you'll see that stuff rise to the top. But I mean, also that's kind of like the vibe when you're in a tournament or whenever you play disc golf. Obviously you want to beat your buddies, but at the same time, I think for the most part, everyone likes to see each other succeed. And that's just kind of like a general vibe to pass along to everyone, to pass your information along, build everyone up and see your, you know, when you're playing in a tournament, when you're playing with friends, if you see someone really kicking butt, it usually pushes you to do better as well. So you see what people are putting out that encourages you to do more, and then you share the information too. And it's like a little battle to see how far you can elevate each other's game or ability.
Yeah, and being, I guess, a relatively new disc dyer, the community in general has been really amazing. Really positivity all around and just trying to raise everybody up, which is freaking amazing. And I want to use all my talents for good. So again, the Dyers Guild is an experiment to see where it goes. It's a passion project because I strongly feel that I want to help spread this knowledge and joy to all disc golfers and dyers.
Heck yeah. Spread the love.
Yeah.
All right. Going on to the next question here. We got a couple from Disc Dyes by Emily. Why don't you have dyed discs in your bag, Dave?
Because I don't have time to dye my own discs.
Well, it's because he was too busy dyeing discs to put in my bag.
Facts. this is very faxed. But I sent out a bunch of discs to have other dyers dyed the discs for my bag, so I don't think I'll have any dyes that I dyed, but other dyers' dyes. And if for whatever reason you would like to dye one of my discs, let me know.
You know, I asked Dave if I could, and then he laughed. But maybe he won't laugh at you.
I won't laugh at you, only him. Before we continue, what we can ask one more.
From Emily here, mm-hmm. is why are you more productive than me? And I share this sentiment, but I unfortunately know the answer.
You know, it's just, it's hard for me to rest and relax. Like if I'm sitting down and watching TV, I feel unproductive. It's honestly hard for me to relax. And, I feel like I always need to be doing something. I always love learning new things. Like there's that meme going around, like you're hyper fixated on a specific hobby. This is my hobby. I buy everything for my hobby. Then I'm done with this hobby. Ooh, another hobby. So I get like hyper fixated on one thing. I learn everything about it. Get all the specialty nice tools and equipment for it. I'm like, I'm bored. Then I learn something else. I think I just like learning, really.
I think that's just a good trait to really get the best out of the human experience.
It is. But I also have to learn to tone it down and make time for other things in my life.
Moderation.
It is.
It's easy to preach, hard to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want it all. But can't have it all sometimes.
Well, sometimes you just build it yourself.
Yeah. So I have a question here from the audience from Die Another Day 247. Have you used both? And if so, is there a difference between denature alcohol and rubbing alcohol? I have. I guess for the order of operations of how potent those are for when the dye takes to the disc, you have like acetone, denatured, then rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol really, in my experience, isn't the greatest medium for actually dyeing a disc. It's like way more diluted than denatured alcohol. So I only use acetone or denatured for either spin dyeing or painting on a disc. So there you go.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah.
I stopped listening to it.
Okay. Oh,
that's a lot of information to absorb.
Yes.
I hope that answered your question. I'm sure it did thoroughly. I certainly hope so.
Yes.
Okay. If there's no more questions from the crowd, we'll have the last question here from Emily. Is where did you get your bomber hat?
So the bomber hat that is in reference is, how do you describe it?
I think you were at the plaid. The plaid, it buttons up to the top or it goes down, folds down for ear flaps. Furred, fur lined.
Mm-hmm. So I've actually always wanted one of those hats and I just got one winter of last year. The reason I got it is I actually went deer hunting and I didn't have any good hats. So I got it at Walmart.
Walmart owes us money, actually, at this point. Oh,
this is not good because I really don't like Walmart as a corporation.
Yeah. How about we just, instead of saying Walmart, we use a different word?
I'll just bleep it out or use a different
one. Oh, and post.
Or just put, like, your local star.
Support small businesses.
I actually might do that.
No, you should. I try. Local in town here, Pewaukee, whenever I come here, I go to King's Walk. And right next to there is a liquor store that has been for sale for months. And that makes me sad.
It's really for sale?
Yeah. I try to support them.
Huh. Well, I know you support King's Walk.
I might be a shareholder at this point. Okay. A couple questions left here from Dilicious Discs. Dave, have you always been a vision it, build it type of guy?
Kind of. The idea portion I've had, I don't say struggles with. That's why I like you so much, because you come up with the ideas and I just do it.
Hmm. Which is great for me because I'm bad at doing stuff.
Yeah.
But the thinking up, yeah.
I mean, I have some ideas, but yeah. Like Dave Spindye, J. Greg, I was like, okay, I wanted something for that. The disc dye laser line Pro 3000. It's like, oh, I'll do something like that. There's a pegboard that I'll be showcasing probably in the next week or two that I did. The vented event, something cheap that you guys can do as well. But yeah, I just do it, make it happen.
Yeah.
Idea, happen, boom. I know there's a few instances where like a few people came up with an idea and a few hours later it's done. I'm like, how the hell did you come up with that? I was like, well, let's do it.
Just knocking it out. It is a pretty good school of thought, honestly. I think a lot of people could benefit from it. Elephant in the room.
Just do it, man.
I have lost some weight.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, like copywriting.
Okay, going back to Dave's spin dive, Jake Brigg, he reached out to me for a lot of work. We were doing on the website, done some writing for the Disc Golf Dying Guild website as well. A lot of that copy is mine. But this dirty little thing came out called Chat. ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's kind of funny because I was trying to push you to become a copywriter. Then, like, all of a sudden this comes out. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's funny, too, because we talked about, all right, a couple things might be able to, you know, if you really put your mind to, like Dave has been teaching us, trial and error, fail, succeed, mm-hmm. pushing ahead, copywriting and voice acting. Then it's just ChatGPT, AI is taking over.
Yes. But
some roles. In a perfect world, AI would be taking over those things to free us up for the more big brain ideas.
Yeah.
And that is a nice spin. Hopefully that is the dystopia we can live in the future.
Yeah. I personally love ChatGPT because words are not easy for me. And
and his copywriter is lazy.
I wasn't going to say that. but it's a good way to get started with an idea.
Yeah.
Or just take everything and maybe tweak a word.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can do some fine tuning to it. You know, you can, yeah, knock it out. It's like that essentially builds a foundation and then you come in here and do the trim.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fair.
So task for you guys, if you can find which pages were written by ChatGPT on the Dyer's Guild website versus real people, let me know and I'll give you a prize.
Yes.
Oh God.
The amount of time he's written some stuff, he's like, check out this. I'm like, all right, how much of this was written by the robot? He's like, it's all of it, man. It's a wound, but you know, it's healing.
Yeah.
All right. Last question here on the list, here from Dialicious Discs. How do you find the time to create your inventions?
Don't sleep.
Yes.
Again, another unhealthy habit, which I need to do in moderation. But I feel like at nighttime is the time that I have to myself that I can do stuff. And I'm a night owl by trade. That's where a lot of the ideas and inventions come up is that quiet time that I have by myself at 2 a.m.
Hmm. Yes, you are a family man, yes. So quiet of the night, that does make sense. The amount of times I have come over here, we have shared whiskey, drank, I have slept on the futon, slept in, only to find out that Dave has been up since 6 o'clock, and it's like, man, how do you do it?
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is. You know, you train your body, then just like one day you just sleep all day.
We call that what? It's a sleep cheat day?
Yeah.
It's kind of like ketchup. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can bank sleep.
No, you honestly can't. There's been a study on that. That once...
you would be informed on this.
Yes, your garbage can is empty. You can only fill so much of it up again. Or something like that.
That's a fair analogy. Your bin can only be so full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. I try to fill my bin up.
Yes.
Sleep is very important to me.
Yeah.
Too important. Moderation.
Yes.
All right. One more script.
Great. Okay. What do you got?
Oh, down to fill the void. What do you think is next?
What do I think is next? Many, many things. I can tell you there's something very, very big coming, potentially. Nothing is set in stone yet. But it has the potential to be the biggest visibility into disc dyeing there has ever been.
Boy, that sounds incredibly awesome and very secretive.
Yeah, I don't know if that sounds pompous. Like, yeah, there's something big coming, but I can't let you know.
It's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
If you sign up to the Patreon.
Yeah, we don't have a Patreon yet.
Oh, well, what's the next thing coming?
Working on Disc Golf Dyers Guild memberships. So there will be different tiers that you could sign up for, and the different things that you get within those tiers for membership. We have the monthly Guildmate Gauntlet, which is a head-to-head style disc dying competition that you enter your name to get drawn to see if you would be in the competition. And the nice thing about that is obviously anybody can do, but you get sent a free disc to die. So there's really the only commitment that you need is the entry fee. Other than that, you'll get sent the disc and you have the opportunity to do whatever you want the disc. You can actually raffle off the disc if you want. So yeah, the Guildmate Gauntlet is the head-to-head style die competition every month. So there's that. Trying to do the roundtable review where we have a few guest dyers critique discs that are posted on Instagram with the hashtag roundtable review, I believe. Still got to do another one of those this month. Things that I need to get started are the detectives, where we take your questions or misconceptions of specific dye techniques and methods to see what is actually right or if it even makes a difference. So got to do time for that. There is the monthly, I got to think of all the names for this stuff. the Diathon. So that's going to be new and coming up. That's more or less a fun thing. So if you're in a creative funk, there'll be a monthly theme that dyers can do a dye on. And the premise for that is, or how I came up with that idea, is my wife does these quilt alongs where a bunch of quilters follow along on a specific quilt pattern. So the Diathon will be kind of the same concept where there'll be a specific theme for the month that you guys will choose. And yeah, it's a community-based thing. There is no winner per se for that. It's just, you know, to die for the fun of it. I probably will do a live stream for what I'll do for a die, so people can tune in for that and ask any questions. And in general, anybody can ask anybody questions of how to do something, because that's basically the whole premise of that, is everybody's doing the same die, so you can learn and see what other people have done from each other for that. There is no winner, but there will be prizes. So if you post your disc that you did for that month with the hashtag Diathon, you'll get entered to win that prize. We have the podcast. We're still doing that, so it's every other week. Trying to keep up with that. Yeah,
it's been wild, honestly. The amount of guests that clamoring in line to get on, get some exposure, have be interviewed by our wonderful ex-host, host-to-be, come next week.
I'm surprised the podcast has done as well as it did, or did like in the past, has done.
Has done, yeah.
I'm just some guy on the internet talking to people.
Well, I think it shows what you spoke to before about just doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you got a few episodes deep from, you know, between your networking, you know, through Instagram and all the social medias, and people are like, hey, man, how cool is that? Mm-hmm. It's a small niche community, and people get some exposure, get to swap techniques, tips and tricks, get to kind of plug themselves, kind of get to share the backstories, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, the podcast has taken off way more than I thought it would. And I've learned so much from these other dyers. It's fantastic. Like, to be selfish, like, I learned a shit ton.
Yes. And I will reap the benefits.
Yeah. And if you listen to the podcast as well, I'm guaranteed you learn something from each episode. Because I know I have. And that,
if not about disc dying, then maybe a little bit about life.
Yeah. But if you're listening to this, you'll learn jack shit.
And we apologize. But yes. Also, you're welcome.
Yes. It's supposed to be entertaining, right?
I think that's what a podcast is supposed to be. It's definitely a science-y one.
Yeah. Is this your first podcast? Official podcast that'll go
Dave
live to people?
Popped my podcast cherry, even though I'm the host.
Hey, first podcast, host. First host.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll start a trend.
No.
No, it won't.
I don't know.
I would like to be more part of these, but it is hit or miss. It's scheduling things coming together, some drive time. Dave is a wild man when it comes to work ethic. Like we have been talking about this whole time. I see a week in and week out, so I want to praise that.
Yeah, I'm the whip.
Yes. I'm the donkey.
That's one way to put it, but yeah. The ass.
Well, that's what I always try to say. I'm a smart aleck, but I always try to say I'm the ass side of asshole.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. I
think we can all strive to that. If you could tomorrow go play disc golf anywhere in the world, without having to worry about it, where would you go?
You know, I've asked this question a lot, which I'm surprised you didn't ask because it was on the list of questions. I would have to go Maple Hill.
Maple Hill?
Yeah. Because almost every guest said Maple Hill.
I just played, I think, a tournament recently with your coworkers, actually. No, not a tournament. Oh, we played with some of the folks that you work with.
Ooh.
Do you not remember that? It was you, me, and like maybe four or five other people. Then we went to the bar.
Oh, yeah. That, okay.
Kicks and appetizers. Yep. Mm-hmm. They were talking about yep. They had gone to Maple Hill.
Yep, so Kurt, he's also a disc golfer. He went to Maple Hill.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Where if you have a lot of actual tournament footage where you can see them play live, and then you can actually play like the goal layouts and mm-hmm. see like, wow, this is impossible.
So the interesting that I heard, another guest said that Rolling Ridge is harder than Maple Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Let's go to Maple Hill.
Let's go to Rolling Ridge.
Start playing Rolling Ridge a bunch. Rolling Ridge is good. Like, I think we almost have too much exposure to great disc golf, where it's like Rolling Ridge, I'm like, it's so-so.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably so many people who'd be like, oh my God, Rolling Ridge has three tees and three baskets on every single hole. It's like one course, but it's like this many courses in the one course. Like, people lose their mind, and they're just like, meh.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, Rolling Ridge is one of the top-rated courses in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin,
and the world.
Really?
Last year when I checked, Wisconsin had four of the top 100 rated courses, and Manitowoc and Rolling Ridge were among those.
Manitowoc was, too?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's my favorite course.
That's mine still, too. Just got to get up there to play again. And then it was Lac du Flambeau. Was one of them, and I think it was Montello. There's an M named place.
Yeah, I haven't played those yet.
But no, it's wild. You have definitely played some of the world's finest disc golf that the world has to offer.
Yeah,
and we have some in our back door.
Yeah, we haven't played all the courses like within an hour radius of us.
No,
I mean. Mainly because you're snobbing, like, it's a nine hole.
Sorry, everyone. I am the disc golf snob. I'm like, I don't know if it's worth our time. It's a pitch and putt course.
Yeah. Like the other weekend, we played a new course with Luke from It Dies, It Flies.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
If you can make, well, I think that's perfect, too. We hit an eight. It was like just under eight. Was it 15 hole?
Yeah.
Which is really odd, but it worked. And 15 hole and 9 hole. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, just going to 1 9 hole course and that's it. It's like, I don't know. It's just so unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 15 was enough. I had a child with me, so.
That is fair. I had to jump in at the playground to keep the little one preoccupied.
Yes. But she was a trooper and, for the most part, held it together.
I think so. Dave is attempting to raise the next FPO phenom.
That's the goal.
Just got to make sure she's facing the right way out of the tee box.
She's gotten actually better.
Yeah, it's been progressing.
Yeah.
I think back, man, it's like, man, picking this up in like middle school or back in the day.
Yeah.
It'd be you know, if you can tack on an extra 15 years experience.
Yeah.
Especially when you're young and your muscle memory is really good to build. Everyone's like, oh, could have been a contender.
Yeah.
But no, probably not.
But yeah, we have a lot of courses in our vicinity.
No, I mean, if you just go on UDisc and like scroll out, you can see the Midwest in general is just, I think, has the highest density of disc golf in the world, maybe.
Yeah, it's up there. The other place that I'd like to go is, I know you always harp on Colorado.
Yes, must go to anyone. If you have not disc golfed in Colorado or like a mountain environment, yeah, anyone would really benefit from it. Just, I mean, you can just walk around and have a time of your life, but if you love disc golf as well, it's just the whole total package.
Yeah.
And like we have rolling hills here in Wisconsin. We have some pretty good elevation changes in different areas, but obviously it's a lot different when you have mountains in the horizon and in your face and all around. It's something else.
Yeah, the closest mountain that I've played on was in Superior / Duluth area. It was on top of a ski hill, and Austin here threw a disc, which the basket was kind of like parallel to the ski hill, but it beelined down the hill all the way somehow.
Yeah. It rolled, it flipped down the hill and just held it. It had to have gone 1,000 feet plus. Yeah. Like, it was my farthest throw ever. 90 degrees in the wrong direction.
I lost a disc there, and recently someone found it.
That's right. You know, you might hold one, well, probably not, but that's got the record I know of, the longest lost disc. Like, we went there, it was roughly a year later.
Yeah.
They reached out and found it at that course, so it had to have been sitting there, unless by chance someone picked it up and lost it at the same hole. Doubt that.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive that you lost the hell out of that disc.
Yeah,
somehow. I mean, it was like just gone in smoke.
We were looking for it for a while. I guess I can do the outro so I can shove that into the post production.
Nice.
But I'm not the host, so.
Ooh. Is there an outro?
No, you make it up. You're the fucking host. Just make
again,
something up.
My name is Austin.
I'll start over because I was talking.
God damn it. Well, one last time. My name is Austin. Thanks for bearing with me here as I was the stand-in host temporarily here for Dave and his scheduling conflicts. There's supposed to be more than that, right?
Kind of, yeah. Maybe say like, bye, see you guys next time. Thank you.
Okay, tips, man. You just gave me tips.
Yes. Or I could say, well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of a Dying to Listen podcast. I hope you learned a little bit more about the Disc Golf Dyers Guild, me and Austin. So until next time, we'll see you guys later. So it's going to cut to us with...
You guys missed a lot.
It's going to cut to us crying.
Why the fuck crying? Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been so nice. It's been so nice hosting. You're just all so nice. This golf community is amazing.